Hello.
Hi, is there Jose?
This is.
Hi, this is Oscar, and we are calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything, and we are conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
I am.
What are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you will not vote?
I am definitely going to vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
39.
Thank you. What racial or ethnic group best describe you? Why Caucasian?
Latin.
Hispanic Latin. Okay, thank you.
Latino.
Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not allowed or you are not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Donald Trump as former president?
Disapprove.
We can say somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman?
Strongly approve.
Sherrod Brown as senator?
Approve, slightly approve.
Thank you.
All right, Jose, I'm all.
Joe Biden as president?
Strongly approved.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just let me know or just tell me that. First, energy.
Familiar. Wait, what was the first two options?
If you are somewhat favorable, very favorable, or unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Marcy Kaptur?
Very, very favorable.
Republicans in Congress?
Unfavorable.
Think we can say somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Derek Merrin?
Unfamiliar.
Democrats in Congress?
Somewhat favorable.
Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or Democrat?
Democrat.
We can say a lean Democrat or a Democrat.
What was the first option?
Democrat or lean Democrat?
Democrat.
If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Merrin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you. Is there a chance that you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merrin, or would you say
no.
There is no chance?
No chance.
Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years, and she has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for her, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to go over some statements about Derek Merritt. You can say that you don't know, it's not true, more likely, no difference, somewhat less likely, or much less likely. Nearly every Republican and Democrat is in the legislature vote for or to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Merritt vote no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat vote to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get worker compensation, Merritt even vote no on that. You think it's not true, more likely, you don't know, no difference?
No difference.
As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contribution from real estate special interest, Derek Merritt wrote a legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rented properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Not true, you don't know, more likely, no difference, and somewhat less likely?
Less likely.
And in the state legislature, Derek Merritt support anti-union law that drive down wage for farm workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merritt will stand with those who vote to cut Social Security and Medicare and will raise the retirement age. It's not true, more likely, no difference, and somewhat less likely?
Less likely.
Thank you. After making money from First Energy and the criminal involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Merritt was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out of First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we put the bill for Merritt's corruption. Not true, more likely, no difference, somewhat less likely?
No difference.
Thank you. We have just a couple more of this statement and a couple of questions, and we are done. And I appreciate your help a lot.
Mm-hmm.
In the estate, Derek Merritt sold extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing that we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. That's not true, more likely, no difference, or somewhat less likely.
No difference.
Also, Derek Merritt has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproduction rights, even though the voters of Ohio vote overwhelming to keep abortion access legal. Merritt supports a federal ban that will overturn Ohio law and make abortion illegal, even in the case of rape or incest. Merritt even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. That's not true, more likely, no different, somewhat less likely?
No difference.
I'm sorry?
No difference.
Thank you. Based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merritt, or would you still vote for him?
I wouldn't. I'd be voting for Marcy Kaptchur.
Voting for Marcy Kaptchur. Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, so I will ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Republican Derek Merritt or Democrat Marcy Kaptchur?
Marcy Kaptchur.
Thank you. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Merritt?
He's a Republican.
Okay, thank you. He's a Republican, thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Actually, can I change the answer?
We can go back, actually. I'm
okay. I like... Okay, I was going to say, like, I'm Mexican. That's a better answer.
Oh, okay. yeah, sadly, we can go back. I apologize.
Right on.
And, I'm sorry, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First through
11th grade? College.
We can say some college, but not degree?
We'll do some college.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. How important is politics to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay, that actually completed the survey. I really appreciate your help and the collaboration.
No problem.
Thank you. Have a nice day and take
care. Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Goodbye.